This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org. Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Hey, I'm Natalie Moore, and you're listening to Reset. It's Friday, and you know what that means. We're talking about food. I never need a reason to talk about chicken wings, but today we actually have one. It's National Chicken Wing Day. Whether you like them traditional buffalo with an Asian twist or drenched in mild sauce, we've got you covered. Joining us to talk through the best wing spots in town is Nick Kindlesberger, a food critic for the Chicago Tribune. What do you think makes a good chicken wing?
Well, I think we love chicken wings because it's the combination of the crispy skin and the fact that it's white meat. I don't know if I realized this until a few years ago, but like the actual meat that's inside the chicken wing is juicy, tender white meat. And I think that combination is just endlessly exciting.
And Nick, what are Chicago-style wings? How are they made, and where can we find the best of them?
Ooh, okay. So there's lots of different styles of chicken wings. And so saying that there's like one style of Chicago, I don't know if I can do that. There's a lot, so much fried chicken. And so we can start with like, you know, Harold's fried chicken.
My favorite.
Yeah, okay. So there's also Uncle Remus. So I know that there's
not my favorite
on that side.
Yeah. West side versus south side.
That's right. And so those are actually battered and fried. And then usually you can have that with mild sauce, which is one of my favorite things. And so that's one great example. If you want to go buffalo style chicken wings are usually not battered or breaded. They're just tossed in the fryer. That really gets the skin crispy. And so my favorite kind of buffalo wings are at Jake Melnick's Corner Tap, which is sort of on the River North, and then Bird's Nest, which is a great bar on the north side as well.
And what is it the sauce with those? Is it the buffalo? Because sometimes, you know, people can drench too much in buffalo, and it's, you know, just about the sauce.
The buffalo sauce, what I want is something, I don't want it too spicy. I want to be able to eat it. I don't want to have to drink a bottle of water after each wing. But it's the tanginess, it's the vinegar too, that you have to balance that out along with butter. And that helps give it a little bit of creaminess to coat to the chicken. Otherwise it would just kind of fall off and it's not good. And so a really good buffalo sauce has those sort of three things in check, has the creaminess, the acidity or the vinegariness, and then also heat that should, warm your mouth. It should get you excited to eat more.
And what are lollipop wings?
So this is a style that is another sort of Chicago-ish style. It was from an immigrant who is ethnically Chinese, but came from Korea, and opened the Great Sea restaurant in the 1970s, early 80s. And this is where they actually remove all of the skin and meat from the bottom of the drumette. So we have two kinds of chicken wings. We have the drumette, and then we have the flats, I guess we would call. So the flats have the two bones, and then the drumettes have just the one. So they remove the meat and skin from the drumette, and then they batter it and fry it and then toss it in this sticky, sweet, slightly spicy sauce. And it's just delightful. And so you can still get this at Great Sea. And then also at the Korean grocery store, Jungbu, I've had really good lollipop wings there as well.
And let's cover breaded Chicago wings. There's a trick to cooking them super crispy on the outside. Now, these are different from buffalo wings, right?
Yeah, so traditionally, like if you've been to Buffalo, if you've been to the Anchor Bar, you know that those are not breaded at all. But these are sort of, you can sort of add flour, or you can add cornstarch, or you can add other kinds of flours to make them extra crispy. And so the one that I always think about with this style is the 50-50, which is this sports bar on Division, but they are done exceptionally well. And so you, there's a trade-off with the extra crispiness. Sometimes you kind of miss the chicken a little bit, but you get more crispiness. So it's just your matter of preference, how you feel, how you want your chicken wings.
And there's another place, Dang Good Wings.
Good Wings is another place. I think this is in Pilsen. And so this has sometimes more of the one of my favorites that they have. They have many different styles there, is a rice. They have like this rice that they put on the chicken wing and then fry it. And that gets this golden sheen around the whole chicken. It's just remarkable.
So do you mean instead of batter, they use rice, or is rice on top of the batter?
It's like a combination. They have to use something besides just the rice.
Wow.
I need to ask.
Now, where is
Dang about that?
Where is Dang Good Wings? I might have to try those.
Yeah. That's on 18th Street in Pilsen.
Okay. We have some callers. We have Ahmet from Lincoln Square. What's your favorite spot?
Hi, thanks for having me on. My favorite spot is Crisp. It's in Lakeview area, if you've ever been. It's a Korean barbecue chicken place. It's heaven on the lips.
Okay. Nick, what do you think of those?
So this is a whole other different style of the Korean-style wings, and these are usually tossed in a rice flour. But lightly, so there's not heavy breading. And Crisp is an amazing example of this, as is Dak Wings. That's D-A-K Wings. Del Sol and Banchan, which is actually a chain from Korea that they've been opening multiple spots around Chicago.
And we have Cy Earl in Ukrainian Village.
Hi, thanks for having me on. My favorite chicken wing spot is Split Rail in Ukrainian Village.
And what do you like about Split Rail?
Oh, the way that they fry their wings, they do it like at two different temperatures, letting it cool in between. It just, the skin gets super crispy and bubbly, and then they do it again, and they have like three different fantastic tossed sauces. They're great.
Nick, have you tried those wings?
I have not, but I've had the other fried chicken from Split Rail, and it's exceptional. So I can't imagine this would be bad.
All right. Twitter is joining in on the conversation. Eat and Run on 87th Street. I love those wings. Of course, Uncle Remus and Harold's. Hangry's in Belmont Cragen. Another Crisp. And the OS Bar. And someone says RIP Landbirds.
Oh, yes. Landbirds was an amazing spot in Logan Square that was doing the lollipop wings. And it was just wonderful. And they just closed earlier this year, I believe, or late last year. That was a great spot.
And I want to shout out a couple of other wing spots that I really like. JJ's Thai Street Food has really good wings.
Oh, yeah.
My six-year-old loves those with sticky rice. And
that's a Vietnamese place, right?
No, Thai.
Oh, Thai.
Yeah, JJ's Thai Street Food. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, those are delicious and have a wonderful, I don't even know what's in the sauce. But it's really good. And then it's not always on the menu, but you can ask for it. Pot Sticker House, Chinese restaurant. It's northern Chinese food in Bridgeport. And their fried chicken feels like it's just, I don't know what kind of array of spices are in it, but I taste some cumin, I think, but those wings are fire.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I've not had that yet. Yeah, no, I just love the, you know, chicken wings are not like this, the most, they've gotten more expensive as the years have gone on, but, you know, usually it was the cheapest cut, you know, like 40 or 50 years ago. And so people really just, they had to, these were like the leftovers. This is what you would do with what was left. And that's what is so exciting about chicken wings, is that people dreamt up all of these crazy ways to use them, and now they're one of the most popular ways to eat chicken.
Yeah. Have you tried Hai Su? We have a few producers on Reset raving about this spot.
Yes. So Hai Su is the same owner as Dang Good Wings. And so they definitely have a little crossover going on. And that one is the one, I think, with the that is so good.
And give us a call, 866-915-WBEZ. That's 866-915-WBEZ. Someone says the smoke wings at All Rise Cobra Lounge in the West Loop are out of control. Absolutely delightful.
Oh, that's a whole other style. See, like you can get the ones that aren't fried at all, like that are just smoked. And then, yeah, I haven't even thought of that. See, it can never end. We could just keep talking about wings here for another hour or so.
And someone said, ouch, Lambert's Hertz didn't know that they had closed.
Oh, that's sad.
We should probably mention some big name chain wing spots, Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop. Which is better in your opinion?
You know, I've been to Wingspot and I thought they were fine. You know, what... but I'm not a huge fan. They're a little smaller, I feel like. Is this true? And then I haven't been to Hooters in years. But they sort of did the, you know, they've been trying to do the, like, boneless wings, which I'm not a fan of because that's just a, you know, that's just a chicken nugget.
Usually. A chicken finger.
Yeah, or a chicken finger. You know, like, that's the, I think the wing needs to have the bone. Or it's not a wing. And I think it's very important to the, like, to picking it up and eating it. And, you know, especially if it's just, you know, breaded meat without the skin, like, then you're missing the, like, best part, the, like, juicy, crispy fattiness of the wing that is so delectable.
Well, I have to admit, in 2019, my sister and I went to Miami to the South Beach Food and Wine Festival. And we were on the outdoor part where it was a lot of tastings, and this is going to sound so odd, but the best thing we ate there, there was a Wingstop truck, and those lemon pepper wings were so good. Maybe it was a special because it was a food and wine festival, but we kept going back with the lemon pepper wings, which, you know, reminds me that you can get a lot of lemon pepper in Chicago, especially on the South Side. And I recently had, I hadn't had in years because I usually go to Harold's if I'm getting takeout like that. J&J's had really good fried chicken with lemon pepper.
Okay. Have you tried Chicago wings around the world?
You know, I think I have. How do you feel? But that's a local. That's not a chain, right?
That's not a local. It's a local, like, operation on the South Side. And they have just, like, you know, dozens and dozens of different sauces and things that you can do. But that's one I've tried, but it's been a while. And so I can't comment fully on it. But do you feel like with chicken wings, you need to have something else with it? Like, do you miss the celery when it's not there? Or would you never eat that?
I don't need that. If I'm going to eat all those calories, then let me just get a side salad or something. And I'm definitely not going to pile up the calories with ranch or dipping. So I typically take a pass on that.
Okay. I kind of like the mix of the creamy, like, blue cheese when it's done right. I don't need, just like basic ranch. And then it kind of makes me feel better when I have one or two little stalks of celery that I can, like, keep going, you know, like, I feel better.
You feel like you're doing something healthy?
Yeah, like, we're taking a little break, and we're eating a vegetable, and then we'll go back at it.
And I want to take us back to mild sauce. We mentioned Harold's and Uncle Remus. Which one's your favorite, or where do you think are, because there are other places that do mild sauce, too, so what are your favorite spots to get mild sauce?
Yeah, I think Harold's is my favorite. I've tried a lot of different, you know, the thing with Harold's is they're so, some can be so different.
So different,
from each other.
Yeah.
But the best one I had was actually, my favorite Harold's is the one that actually closed, which was on 87th Street, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, 87th west of the Dan Ryan. Now, the same owners do own another one east of the Dan Ryan in the Shell gas station. And I did cater that for some friends 3 weeks ago who were visiting, and it was really good.
Okay.
And I will, Yeah, it was good. And I'll say when we were, I don't know if he said this when we were on together, Larry Legend, you know, the Herald's mm-hmm. connoisseur.
Oh, yeah.
The Hyde Park Herald's got new management or ownership, and it's way better because I feel like they were using barbecue sauce and not mild sauce.
Yeah.
And it's really good. And I also shout out 103rd and Halsted. And surprisingly, 95th Near Western, that's a pretty good Herald's.
Okay. Yeah, I just love the way that mild sauce mixes with it, because mild sauce, it has the funniest name, but it's like it's tangy, but it's not too sweet, and there's not much spice on it at all, but it is such an awesome balance to the hot fried chicken, like the saltiness of the chicken. But it's such a – and usually those are whole wings. I guess it depends on, so it's not like chopped up. So you even get the little wing tip at the end.
Is there any spot that you're going to try this weekend?
Ooh, this weekend. I tend to not be religious about the food holidays. I just eat whatever is on the schedule.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nick Kindlesberger is a food critic with the Chicago Tribune. It was great to once again talk wings with you. Fried chicken, Nick.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Natalie.
That's it for today's Reset. For more conversations about arts, culture, and food, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast and give us a rating and review. It really helps other people find us. I'm Natalie Moore. Thanks for listening, and we'll meet again tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.